WMFO Medford, live from Tufts campus. This is The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. We're going to continue on with some more new music from saxophonist Noah Preminger and drummer Rob Garcia. They form the Dead Composers Club, reimagine Chopin classics on their first outing. And it also features Kate Bradley and Kim Cass. Also, I guess the previous selection was Phil Haynes and Free Country. Hey Jude, 6069, my favorite things on the Corner Store Jazz label.
Thank you.
Jared Gold, and the song and the album are both called Re-Emergence. And, well, that Hammond B3 organ is quite the sound. It's something I remember a lot from, I want to say, the 60s? Anyway, it was a very significant sound. He says, Jared Gold is one of the most harmonically creative and grooving of the new generation of organists working today. Although influenced by the greats of the past, Jared is taking the organ into the future with his own sound. For Positone Records, 3 years ago, joining Jared are drum legend Billy Hart, who started with Jimmy Smith in the 60s, guitarist Dave Stryker, and trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. This is a working trio with many gigs under their belts, and the communication is strong. Adding Jeremy Pelt, one of the finest of the new trumpeters, was an inspiring choice. Dave Stryker says, I first met Jared at Cecil's Jazz Club in 2004. Having played with many of the great organists myself, I immediately heard that this was a young man who was already establishing his own original voice. He has been a member of my trio ever since. Born in Englewood, New Jersey, on February 27, 1980, he attended William Paterson University, studying piano before switching exclusively to organ. He's a big part of the New York scene and has worked with many of the greats, including Oliver Lake and John Abercrombie. Of course, now John Abercrombie is no longer with us, unfortunately. He has recorded 8 CDs as a leader, is a sideman on many more, and recently won Top Rising Star Organist in Downbeat Magazine. Well, that's quite a lot of stuff. Very nice. And before that, we heard Nora Preminger, Rob Garcia, The Dead Composers Club, Nocturne Opus 27, number 1 in C sharp minor from the Chopin Project. And so this is, they released that May 18th in Cornelia Street Cafe in New York City. The idea behind the Dead Composers Club is to celebrate and explore the music of iconic composers, the only common thread being their shuffling off of mortal coils. Mortal coils. Through the Chopin Project, the first of the quartet's planned annual examinations of a deceased composer's oeuvre is the farthest thing from an overwrought classical jazz hybrid. Preminger and Garcia took on these classic works with enough respect to realize that they were strong enough to withstand the most radical of transformations. These are masterpieces, Treminger insists. They play themselves. Some of the songs we played pretty straight up, and others we deconstructed a little more. But they're really beautiful on their own. So, interesting projects. And let's see, we've got something to share with you. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, and they're making it so convoluted here in Massachusetts. I don't know why the rollout is taking so long. It was approved, the voters wanted it. Now different communities are saying, no, we don't want it here in our neighborhood, which is making it difficult for some people, you know. Anyway, I just think it's ridiculous. You can get alcohol everywhere, and there's more alcohol deaths, as you just heard. Okay, well, I'm get off my soapbox here. let's see. We want to go to this one.
ביום שכל הרחובות יהיו לטובתנו, יהיו שם בשבילנו ולא של אחרים. גם אנחנו אז נוכל לצאת שלובי ידיים, לראות אז מעלינו שמיים נקיים. עכשיו את לא יודעת, אבל אני שמעתי, יש חיים טובים. אותי ולטובתנו נוכל לצאת בערב לראות רק כוכבים גם אנחנו אז נוכל לראות אז בעצמנו את מה שלא הכרנו מעבר לגדר לאן עכשיו את לא יודעת אבל אני שמעתי יש חיים טובים שכל Thank you.
myself again. I don't know who's in the mirror. Yeah, I lost myself again. I don't know who's in the mirror. Yeah, I got to find myself. I got to go down, down to the river. Nobody really know me. Nobody, yeah. Oh, nobody really, really knows me. Yeah, nobody really knows me till I go down to the river.
I don't. ודוד וכל בית ישראל מעלים את ארון השם בתרועה ובכל שופר. והיה ארון השם בעיר דוד, ומיכל בת שאול נשקפה בעד החלון, ותרא את המלך דוד מפזז ומחרקר לפני השם, ותיבז לא בליבה. ויאמר דוד אל מיכל, לפני השם אשר בחר בי מאביך ומכל ביתו לצוות אותי נגיד על עם השם, על ישראל, ושיחקתי לפני השם ונקלותי עוד מזאת, והייתי שפל בעיניי.
Shuffle, we are easy, shuffle, then היסי אוי מזויס והייסי שפור והייסי שפור והנאי
that screaming guitar. Menachem Herman, Vikiloti off of Bior Panecha. That's a compilation. And before that, Nurit Galron, and it's the best of Nurit Galron, Echad Le'echad. Before that, Daniel Gill from Soul Calling, Kino Productions Los Devoshi. Laser Lloyd before that, from his CD Lost on the Highway on the Blues Leaf Records. The song is Mirror. Excuse me, Tim Sparks before that. Quando El Rey Nimrod. The disc is called Neshama, and it's on Sadik Records. And then they opened that set with the Idan Rachel Project, Chaim Pishutim, Simple Life, and off the CD, Quarter to Six on Kumbacha. So I went to the Arnold Arboretum this past Sunday and walked around and saw the beautiful rhododendrons. They were a little bit past their prime, but oh my goodness, they have so many varieties. It was just gorgeous. And in fact, there was one variety I'd never seen before with these tiny, tiny little flowers. And on the same little clump, there would be little small flowers, petals opening up. It was just beautiful, kind of a soft pink and white. So the Arboretum, in case you don't know, is quite a treasure. And the trees, the oak trees and the elm trees and the beech trees, I mean, just unbelievable place. So it's on the other side of town, so I don't get over there that much. And, of course, parking is a bit dicey. But it was fun to be over in JP. They had a big rally for the Gay Pride Days and stuff. There were a lot of folks out and about for that, and it was a gorgeous day, so it was very nice. So let's see, what else? Let me just check and see if there's any things I need to announce. Well, this is something saying that the AT&T Time Warner merger is ruling is bad for the country. I just actually heard about that. It might mean higher prices, how it will affect all of us. So it's asking if you're ready to join the resistance. It says Judge Richard Leon approved the $85.4 billion merger between AT&T and Time Warner in full, without conditions, completely rebuking the Justice Department's effort to overturn it. What I heard on the air earlier was that the Justice Department didn't do a really good job of explaining why it was going to be bad for consumers. In a stark display of judicial activism, Judge Leon even told DOJ not to appeal the case, thus allowing the deal to close by a self-imposed June 21st deadline, which otherwise would trigger a $500 million breakup fee. I guess the judge wouldn't want any executives to lose money. It's hard to overemphasize the impact of this ruling. First, the deal itself brings together one of America's largest telecom and cable companies with a suite of valuable programming to distribute on those networks: HBO, TNT, CNN, Cartoon Network, Warner Brothers Studios. A stake in Hulu and much more will now be held by the owners of DirecTV, UVerse, AT&T Mobile and Broadband, Cricket Wireless. Oh, really? And more. AT&T has already started bundling HBO for free for wireless users. The entire idea is to leverage things people want to watch by forcing them to watch it on AT&T services. Justice Department argued this would allow the AT&T to raise the cost of Time Warner programming, whether for rival cable companies, online pay TV services, or consumers. The trial mostly didn't address other concerns, like narrowing the channels for artists to get their work out, big deal, concentrating the power to distribute news and information in too few self-interested hands, that's a big one, or stunting innovation by creating a barrier to competition. That's because modern antitrust jurisprudence operates under the consumer welfare standard, a constrained method that only looks at cost to consumers to determine whether a merger should be granted. In other words, the Justice Department needed to make its case while bound in a straitjacket, derived during the Reagan administration and now infecting virtually the entire judiciary. The consumer welfare standard puts antitrust law in the province of economists and models and dueling sets of numbers, when common sense clearly demonstrates the dangers of concentration. UC Berkeley economics professor and Obama administrator veteran Carl Shapiro put together a model for the government to prove consumer harm. It ended up showing less than a dollar a month for the average consumer or customer, and AT&T's attorneys poked numerous holes in it, predictably so, as it was an inherently complex rendering of an uncertain future. Boy, is this confusing. But we know that monopoly is the entire point of this merger. During the trial, the Justice Department revealed an internal document where an executive from Turner Broadcasting, now part of AT&T, stated outright that, quote, Time Warner would be a weapon for AT&T because AT&T's competitors need Time Warner programming. But instead of recognizing that this desire to screw rivals obviously may, quote, substantially lessen competition, unquote, as the antitrust statute states, judges require economists to act as wizards and predict precise percentages of the market and markups in price. This is really disturbing. It goes on and on and on. It's a long article. You can find this. Let's go back here. And if you want to, this is on The Nation, on their website, thenation.com. So you can, this is by David Diane. All right, so it's just really more of the same. All right, let's hear some music. It's really depressing.
Habibi, Habibi, Habibi. Habibi, ya, Habibi, Habibi. Akil animam, aban achamam. Habibi, Habibi. Habibi, ya, Habibi. אבל החמן שמה קולנו שלח בן דוד, שלח בן דוד ויגלנו אבל החמן, אבל החמן אבל החמן שמה קולנו שלח, שלח בן דוד ויגלנו חביבי, חביבי, חביבי חביבי, יא חביבי, חביבי
beg your friends, get on your feet, start dancing. La 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 la
Ay, ay, ay.